Hello and welcome to the Dreamer's Path podcast, a magical, inspirational space for wild-hearted creatives to lean into living the life we desire, to activate more joy, passion, and possibility, to reawaken our imagination, to reconnect to our true nature, and to remember that we are more than enough to achieve our dreams. In today's episode of the Dreamer's Path, we're going to explore the image of the suffering artist who only achieves success through struggle. And we're going to discover the antidote to this myth by finding our flow through creative rituals. There's a common belief that to be an artist, you have to experience pain and suffering as part of the journey. But this is a misconception, a story we tell ourselves, a limiting belief that comes from tapping into lack and scarcity rather than abundance, and our creativity is abundant. Now, of course, there is truth to the fact that the richness of our experiences infuses our work with real and genuine feeling. After all, our experiences make us grow, and our work is bound to grow in depth too. It's also true to say that suffering may compel someone to create, and our creations can become a type of release of our suffering and pain. I believe that success is often achieved by climbing on the back of our seeming failures. The times we think we've failed can become a path that leads us to creative success. Or they can make us become bitter, even unforgiving, which will actually block our creativity and our flow, which comes from a divine source and from love. But using our suffering as creative food for thought and growth is one thing. But the myth of the struggling artist is really just a story we tell ourselves, which holds us back and keeps us from being in flow. The antidote to this can be in actively invoking our inner limitless creative muse through creative rituals that tap into a state of flow, peace, ease, and grace. Flow can be found through meditation, visualization, and immersion in our passions. What are your passions? What do you love to do? What energizes you? When we do the things we love to do, we access the realm of our soul, which is essentially timeless and in flow and rhythm with the universe itself. What brings you joy and what can you give your heart to? Flow is about discovering the oneness within and finding echoes of your higher self in the work that you create. The universe flows. When we plant a seed, we don't doubt that it will grow. There is a universal life force within it that allows it to flow and grow. And this life force is inside you too. And it is pure and limitless creative drive. Here there is no place for resistance of what is. Here there's no place for conformity or fear or judgment. Our flow states are divine and soulful. And what we expend in energy will come back to us, as this is the nature of flow. I believe our true nature is love. And when we operate from our true nature and do what we were born to do, we allow love to flow freely and we become in flow. When we understand that our creativity comes from a divine inner well, we will be able to transcend any boundaries that have stopped us or held us back. Creative rituals can potently help us to find our flow. To create a positive association with our creativity, choose a place where you love to work. Reframe your desk as a sacred space. Set it up with positive intention. Write down your creative prompt or goal for the day, and leave it where you can see it as a guide for your work. There is a real freeing quality and a beauty in not having a strict plan. On New Year's Eve, I decided to set myself not New Year's resolutions, but a word for the year, an intention. The word I set for 2020 was wonder. With no resolutions and just one word to guide my path through this roller coaster of a year, I loosened things up for myself, and I've actually had, ironically, one of the most productive years I've ever had creatively. Every year, I've had the same New Year's resolution to write a book. And this year, I didn't set myself any resolutions, but I've actually written the book. And I really think that this same principle applies to our creative work too. Choose one word to guide you and make it a prayer or an intention. In making our desk a sacred space, we really want to engage all of our senses. Maybe light a candle, put some fresh cut flowers on your desk, make it a beautiful and inspirational space. Our environment is so important. Next, we can try Julia Cameron's technique, Morning Pages, from her amazing book, The Artist's Way. So Julia Cameron recommends that we write 3 pages of free writing, write anything, just get out all of the mental clutter. And this is really great because there's no need to control or censor, just flow, surrender, accept, and really unstopper ourselves. It's a good way of loosening us up. We never want to focus on structure and grammar and perfection so much to the actual detriment of our storytelling and our creativity. Flow is also all about movement. If we watch water flow toward the sea, twisting and turning, flowing under, over and around rocks and riverbends, but always moving forwards, we know exactly what we need to do. So perhaps your creative ritual might include some movement, whether a few gentle stretches or a stroll in nature, or some morning or evening yoga. Or even simply shaking out our tension. Movement could really help us to unblock any emotion that is creatively stifling us, that may be held and stored in our body. The next thing that can really help us find flow and to go with our own rhythm is to lose the notion of competition with others entirely. A really useful tip I have is to do a complete mindset shift, to shift your focus onto generosity and service and sharing. Take the focus off yourself and think instead, how can I be of service? Of course, without losing boundaries or burning out, but ask ourselves, how can we use the gifts we were born with to really be of service? So in conclusion, it's important to note that we are cyclical beings in harmony with the seasons, and just like the seasons, we ebb and we flow. This is completely natural. Sometimes we need to go inward and rest. Sometimes our flow seems to run dry and even stop. Sometimes creative ideas can come so quickly that we can barely catch them. This is all natural and normal. So just be yourself and go with your own flow and rhythm. When we're flowing slowly, we're still in the flow of life. And by focusing on free writing, meditation and movement, service, the ritual of setting up our intention and our creative space in a sensory, inspirational way, will really help to trigger and activate your creativity and your sacred flow states. If you enjoyed the Dreamer's Path podcast, please leave a review and connect with me on Instagram at rrobinsonwriter. Then head over to rrobinsonwriter.co.uk where you'll discover my blog and more inspirational content. You can click to subscribe to my mailing list to receive a free ebook created with the intention of awakening your magic and activating your potential to live and achieve your dreams.